Dear citizens, I am Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to the presentation on the event in the United States, July 4th, Independence. I present my thoughts and raise some poignant questions on this independence concept. Thank you for your attention. United States observed July 4th independence with fireworks and social meeting. Is there real freedom today? If so, at what cost is the freedom available? The tradition on wealth accumulation, power struggle, territorial annexations for dominance, and economic warfare through debt slavery continues, similar to pre-20th century. The imperialistic ambitions to acquire resources in foreign land persist up until now, and crimes against humanity committed with political immunity. The quest for regional and global conquest is the undying dogma in human race, despite death, a certainty in life. Election with unlimited funding from diverse sources, bidding on candidacy at the local and national level for exclusive rights, and accordingly candidates' loyalty remaining with campaign donors could not be a democratic process. When external forces reign control over political system and exert authority, steering the nation towards their goals and vested interests, leaving the people in dire economic situation, and use the National Defense Force as private army for delusional aspirations, that country is not free. As for the economy, the legislations predominantly favorable to the wealthiest becoming wealthier at the rest of the population expense. Widening economic and social inequality could not be claimed as progress. The incentives and tax benefits to dominant players in the economic sector for creating, retaining, and increasing jobs are not delivered due to offshore expansion and activities prioritizing shareholders' interests and neglecting the workforce in the domestic front. With respect to consumers in the United States, healthcare reform disproportionately adjusted to satisfy health insurance and health industry demands, with additional subscribers under mandatory insurance law in the shadow of high premiums and limited options for quality care. Retail businesses unable to compete and sustain losses in the high unemployment situation. In the absence of effective tax reform with fair share of taxes, the mainstream population is burdened with the responsibility. The national budget allocation diverted to preferred expenditure such as military and nuclear proliferation, with no desire to lead the world towards ending conflicts in Syria, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, and the rest of the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. On the contrary, sponsoring terrorism to continue endless violence in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and Yemen, besides further ammunition supply to dictatorial regimes in Bahrain and elsewhere, continues unabated to justify enormous military spending, depriving ordinary Americans economic opportunity. Judiciary functioning on quid pro quo with political establishment is anything but constitutional. Civil rights infringement with massive surveillance and body scan procedures at the airports on law-abiding citizens strengthened under the guise of national security alongside funding and arming terror networks worldwide. False flag events shooting unarmed civilians, African Americans in particular, combined with police brutality maintained to stir racial discord. Guantanamo Bay and secret prisons overseas, with gross human rights violation considered necessary to shield the real perpetrators behind 9/11 operation. Environment abuse, granting special privileges to leading oil and mining companies, defense, pharmaceutical and other industries are the regular practice. Social issues and religion exploited to promote political ideology and elusive doctrine. The educational institutions are used as the platform for political propagation and confusion. The academia prohibiting alternative views on contentious issues concerning the State of Israel and foreign policy ignore reality over fidelity to specific cause. Communication media and outlets, including entertainment industry, reserved for misinformation with subversion of facts and history. The prevalent conditions could not be declared as freedom. United States independence is challenged due to broken promises and misplaced allegiance. Liberty and sovereignty are inalienable rights and hence non-negotiable. July 4th is a reminder to claim freedom from subjugation. I am Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Peace to all. I will be back with other issues and events worldwide. Thank you for your interest.